Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Sin is violation of light. Right. What you see and know from God. And if you believe and that you see in your spirit that this displeases God, and you go ahead and do it anyway, then you've sinned. Right. You violated light. And so this guy was talking about his drinking his coffee. What did he tell me? I feel like it's hurting me. That's the issue. It's not the 8 cups or the 20 cups. What's this? It's not whether it's good to drink coffee or bad to drink coffee. None of that's the issue. What's the issue? He believes it's hurting him. So in this case, he can't have faith to be healed drinking the coffee. Why? Because he believes it's hurting him. If he believes it's hurting him and he keeps drinking it, then now he's violating his conscience. And if you're violating your conscience, your faith won't work. Because that's the part of your being you believe God with. Let's go to another scripture. Go to 1 John, the 3rd chapter. 1 John 3. And you might say, what's this got to do with God being with me? Just hold on. I'm going to tell you in just a minute. It does go together. 1 John 3. Verse 18. My little children, 1 John 3:18. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Not just talk, but action. Verse 19. Hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, if what condemns us? The Holy Spirit? No. See, a lot of times people say this wrong. They'll say, you know, man, during the message or during my praying or during reading the Word, boy, the Lord really condemned me about some things. No, He didn't. No, He didn't. God didn't condemn you. The Spirit of God convicted you or convinced you of what is right. And in the light of what is right, you saw you weren't lined up with it. And you were wrong, and then your own heart condemned you. Can you see this, friends? Don't say God condemned you. Don't say the Holy Spirit condemned you. That's not correct. If our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. If your heart's bothering you about something, don't try to hide it. Don't run from God. He already knows it. He's the one showed you the light you have. And another note about that, don't think you can kid Him. You can play dumb with other people about what you see or know or don't know. Well, I didn't see that. I didn't know that. But you, exactly, it doesn't work with Him. You cannot. You can try it, but He won't even answer you. If you want to get close to God, you've got to get real with God. You got to. And you can't pull anything over Him. All things are open and naked before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. He sees right through everything, right into your heart and mind. He knows. So the only thing to do, if you're going to have fellowship with Him, is to admit it. Acknowledge what you see, what you know. A lot of times you need to start off by saying, I knew better. He already knows you knew better. And He's not interested in you being condemned. He is interested in you being free. And you can't be free hiding things and pretending. If our heart condemns us, God's greater than our heart and knows all things. When I see that guy's heart was bothering him about this coffee. What can fix that? He has to make whatever changes so that his heart's no longer bothering him about this. If our heart condemn us, God knows it. Verse 21, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Confidence toward God is another word for faith. When can we have faith in God? When our heart, if our heart, is not condemning us. If our heart's bothering us about something, people can pray for you, you can make good confessions, and it's not going to work. Because in your heart, you know there's something you hadn't fixed. And this is why the enemy works so hard to get you to do this. To hide it, to cover it, to pretend, because then he's got you in limbo. Your faith won't work. And it's not that God's withholding from you. The hand that receives from him is paralyzed. Condemnation kills confidence. It's the confidence killer. If our heart doesn't condemns us not, then what's our situation? We have confidence toward God. Keep reading. And whatever we ask, we get it. Why? Because we're keeping His commandments. We're doing what He told us to do. And our heart knows it, and He knows it, and the devil knows it, and get out the way, because here we come. We're receiving whatever we're needing. Is this important?
Yes, it is.
God's not withholding from us. He's not withholding from anybody. But in order to enjoy something and experience it, whatever it might be, you have to lay hold of it with a good strong hand of faith and believe you receive it. And condemnation takes all the strength out of your grip. Can you see this?
Yes.
Condemnation causes you to, instead of drawing near to God to receive, it causes you to pull back and cower. Why? Because your heart's bothering you about something. You know you didn't do what He told you to do. You know you're doing something He told you not to do. Whatever the case may be. Let me read it again. Verse 21. If our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God. Is it important whether you have confidence toward God or not? Oh, makes all the difference in the world. We're talking about faith here. And verse 22, and if our heart's not condemning us, whatever we ask, we receive of Him. At your healing, at your direction, at your finances, at your wisdom for life, whatever you're asking for, whatever you're needing, you're receiving it. Why? Because you're doing what He told you to do, and your heart's clear.
Amen.
Now, all of us have messed up and come short, but that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is what you do after that. If you try to hide it, and you keep going day after day with that bothering your heart, you've let the enemy trick you. Your confidence is diminished. But if you deal with it, you confess it, you acknowledge it, you come to the Lord, and you repent. Repent means to change. Then your heart's all clear now. Whatever mistake you did make, you've received your forgiveness for it, and you're not continuing to violate light you've made to change. Then you're in a place to believe God. And nothing's impossible to you. Can you see why the enemy tries continuously to get us in some degree of disobedience? Because he knows what it'll do to your faith. Get us in some degree of dishonesty. Hiding stuff, covering stuff. He knows what it'll do to your faith. Somebody needs to yell out, no more, no more, no more, no more. I'm not letting him do that to me anymore.
Amen.
What are we going to do? Repent. When you mess up, repent quickly and honestly and openly. Get your heart clear. Keep your heart, keep your conscience clear. And if your heart is not condemning you at all about anything, man, your confidence just comes right up. At whatever you ask, you receive it. Am I reading scriptures? Come on, am I reading Bible?
Yes.
This is not just my or your idea. We gave the devil a great big kick right then. I mean, we kicked him smack between the eyes. Go back to 1 Corinthians, 6th chapter. That was all extra. I was going to 1 Corinthians 6, but the Lord helps us, doesn't he? I'm so thankful. How much condemnation should you have in your life and in your heart? Zero. Whatever it takes to get your heart clear and keep it clear, do it. No price is too high. 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 13, meats, that means foods for the belly and the belly for foods. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now that's talking about there's coming a time when nothing down here is going to continue. Everything's going to be melted with fervent heat. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. Some would say, well, you know, God made us sexual creatures, and that's just normal. No, we weren't just made for sexual activity with any and everybody.
That's right.
Fornication is sex with people you're not married to. Sex outside of covenant. Marriage is covenant. But the body is what? The body's for what? For the Lord. Come on, say it out loud. The body, is for the Lord. But the sentence didn't end there. What does it say? And God's on my side. See, I hadn't forgot where we were.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me